Okay, next patient is going to be Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, first name, last name, Folmer, that's F-O-L-L-M-E-R. He was born 8-1-48, face-to-face evaluation. Mr. Folmer is a 75-year-old gentleman, resides at... resides in Pasadena, Texas, in a nursing facility, period. He's quite confused. He's only oriented to a person and only at times. He has extensive history of end-stage COPD, aspiration pneumonia, weight loss. He's both on oxygen nebulizer treatment. He has decreased appetite, sundowner syndrome, muscle wasting, atrial fibrillation, cognitive deficit, anxiety, essential hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, and heart failure. Period. Patient has lost weight related to his end-stage COPD, suffers from what I believe is cardiac cachexia with atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease. His coronary artery disease causes hypoperfusion and significant confusion and change in mentation, both related to his heart disease, his lack of oxygen, i.e. end-stage COPD, and his dementia, period. He requires oxygen around the clock and respiratory treatments on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, a discussion with the DON and the nurses reveals that patients just a few days ago was able to ambulate to the bathroom but is no longer able to do so at this time because he becomes very short of breath, period. He's been on numerous bouts of steroids to help with his exacerbation of COPD. Also, he's on low-dose MI. R-T-A-Z-A-P-I-N-E to help him sleep at nighttime, period. He also suffers from BPH, BJD, muscle wasting, protein, calorie malnutrition, and continues to show demise on hospice, continues to show demise at this time. Thank you.